KJAN Sports.
Time now for a look at sports on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Brent Johnson for KJAN Sports. Our sports update is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together. And for them, it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance, as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
The Atlantic Boys soccer team will have a game this afternoon on KJAN, as the Trojans will host Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln at 12:30 this afternoon. Pre-game coverage on KJAN and KJAN.com gets underway at 12:20. Atlantic checks in with a 1-2 record in the Hawkeye 10 and 6-5 overall record. The Trojans lost to St. Albert 2-1 in their previous game last Saturday. Jose Altuve put the Houston Astros on top with a 3-run homer in the second inning, and they held on for a 5-4 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. The win is the fourth straight for the Astros and second consecutive loss for the National League Central leading St. Louis Cardinals. The game was tied at 2-2 before Altuve's shot, which a fan in the top row of the Crawford boxes in left field caught to give Houston a 5-2 lead. It was another good night for Altuve, who was among the top batters in the National League with a .360 batting average this season. Houston starter Lucas Harrell gave up 7 hits and 4 runs in 5 1/3 innings. Closer Brett Myers allowed 1 hit in a scoreless ninth inning for his 7th save after 3 other relievers combined to pitch 2 2/3 scoreless innings for the Astros in that victory over the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll have the next St. Louis Cardinals game for you tonight on the radio. 5:10 is when our pregame coverage gets underway on KJAN. Also in St. Louis Cardinal news, the Minnesota Twins have claimed outfielder Eric Komatsu off waivers from the St. Louis Cardinals. The move was made Friday as the struggling Twins designated outfielder Cleek Thomas for assignment. The 24-year-old Komatsu had 4 hits and 19 at-bats and 2 walks in 15 games for the Redbirds before being let go. The 8th-round draft pick was drafted by the Milwaukee Brewers in 2008 and traded to the Nationals in 2011. The St. Louis Cardinals took him from the Nationals in the Rule 5 Major League Draft last winter. Taking a look at Major League Baseball scores from yesterday in the National League, it was the Cubs over the Dodgers 5-4. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 6-1. Washington needed 11 innings to get past Philadelphia 4-3. Arizona beat the Mets by a score of 5-4. It was Atlanta over Colorado 9-8 in 11 innings. Miami needed 12 innings to get past San Diego by a score of 9-8. And Milwaukee knocked off San Francisco by a score of 6-4. Over in the American League, it was Detroit over the White Sox, 5-4. Cleveland beat Texas, 6-3. Baltimore needed 13 innings to get past the Red Sox, 6-4. Tampa Bay beat Oakland, 7-4. It was also the Yankees over Kansas City, 6-2. Toronto beat the LA Angels, 4-0. And the Minnesota Twins beat the Seattle Mariners by a score of 3-2. Detroit Tigers outfielder Delmon Young has been reinstated after being suspended for 7 days without pay by Major League Baseball. Young was arrested last week and charged with yelling anti-Semitic slurs during a late-night tussle at a New York hotel before the game against the New York Yankees. Pacific Coast League baseball news. Yesterday's scores had the Omaha Storm Chasers beating the Oklahoma City team by a score of 4-2. Also, the Iowa Cubs shut out New Orleans 1-0. Today, Omaha will host Oklahoma City, and the Iowa Cubs will host New Orleans at a game at Principal Park in Des Moines at 7 o'clock tonight. Looking at the American North Division standings, Omaha still in first place with a 19-10 record. They're 6.5 games ahead of Memphis. Iowa Cubs are in third place, 7 games back with an 11-16 overall record. Well, for the second time in 3 years, a group of mostly Iowans has put a horse in the Kentucky Derby. The 138th running of the race is set for 5:24 this afternoon at Churchill Downs. Des Moines lawyer Jerry Crawford is the primary owner of Donegal Racing. He says it's remarkable to have another horse in sports premier race.
And we feel some confidence in the system we've been using to try and get horses into the Triple Crown Series. So we know we're fortunate, but we've worked hard at it as well.
This year, the group has a three-year-old colt named Dolahan in the 20-horse field. Dolahan drew the number 5 post, and that has Crawford confident his horse can contend for the crown. He notes over the past 20 years, more Kentucky Derby winners have come from the 5 or 8 post than any other position.
And secondly, this particular year with us in the 5 hole, there are a lot of speed horses right next to us and in the inside 10 horses. We're not a speed horse, we're a closer. So those horses will clear on out ahead of us and be forwardly placed in the race. It gives us more room to run, and it should provide for a less congested run down the stretch the first time.
Again, the Kentucky Derby will be held this afternoon. NBA playoff scores from yesterday. The Boston Celtics needed overtime to get past Atlanta 90-84. Also, Philadelphia knocked off the Chicago Bulls 79-74, and Denver beat the LA Lakers 99-84. Just one NHL playoff game last night. That was Phoenix knocking off Nashville by a score of 1-0. Former Iowa Athletic Director Bob Boolsby was introduced as the new commissioner of the Big 12 Conference. Boolsby has spent the past 6 years leading the athletic department at Stanford, and he takes over a conference that has seen 4 members leave for greener pastures in the past 2 years. Nebraska is now in the Big 10, and Colorado is part of the Pac-12. Texas A&M and Missouri are set to bolt for the SEC next year.
I came into the discussion with the three presidents with whom I met, with some apprehensions, because I, like many people, had a vision of this conference as being unstable. And what I found instead was a group of chief executive officers that were very committed to one another and very committed to the best principles of intercollegiate athletics. I was very quickly put at ease relative to the stability of the group and the ongoing commitment to one another. And so that made this process a much easier one.
West Virginia and TCU are set to begin competition in the Big 12 this fall, but Boolsby would not comment on any possible further expansion of the Big 12 Conference. Boolsby was also the athletic director at Iowa for 15 years and began his administrative career at the University of Northern Iowa.
Obviously, this is a new role for me. I've been a director of athletics for 29 years. I know the players. I know the potholes. I'm going to have the opportunity to look at them from a little different lens than I have in the past. But I can tell you with all sincerity, I am very excited about the opportunity, very excited to get going, and very enthusiastic and bullish about the future of the Big 12.
And the third round of the Wells Fargo Championship will not include Tiger Woods. The former world number one golfer has missed the cut after a one-over par 73 that left him even through 36 holes. It marks only the 8th time that Tiger Woods has missed a cut. Nick Watney is the leader after firing an 8-under par 64 that puts him 12-under at the midway point. He's one shot ahead of Webb Simpson and two in front of Ben Crane, John Senden, D.A. Points, and Stuart Sink. Phil Mickelson is 11 strokes back after barely making the cut yesterday. That's a look at our sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN Sports.